I'm amazed at how many aha moments I have had personally, and I'll share just one very recent one. I was interviewed in 2016, I believe, for the first time, by a woman here in Atlanta. Her name is Kiplin Primus. She is a radio hostess on a show, WCKL, out of Clark Atlanta University. And her last name is Primus. She and I talked 2016, 2017, 2018. After each commemoration event, she'd call me in the studio and we'd talk. One of the stories that struck her the most during our conversation about this Butler's slave sale and the Weeping Time was when she asked me if there were children involved in. Well, she asked me if it was only men and women who were sold, and I said no, there were some children. And she says, children? I said yes, actually there were some infants, including babies. There were 30 babies sold for $100 a piece, I might add. Well, she found that quite concerning. And I remember telling her that there was actually one child, and it struck me because that child was born on Valentine's Day and was only 2 weeks old when the slave sale happened. And that just hit her hard. She couldn't believe it. She said, well, you know what, I just feel so strongly about that. And she said she'd call the child Valentine, because, of course, on the slave sale catalog produced that mentioned all these people for sale, it just had infant. You know, she was just 2 weeks old. There was no name there. And actually, it's because when the catalog was probably being produced, the child probably was not born yet. But they knew that the mother would have this infant. Anyway, since last 2018 March, when she interviewed me the last, I told her that I'll do research and see if I could find out some more information about this particular baby. Or the baby's family. I don't know if you'll believe it or if your audience will believe it, but we can call Kiplin. I was reading, and this is a story that I've read over and over and over again. I knew the baby's mother's name was Daphne because they describe her in the sale. She actually had a shawl covered around her because the baby was in her bosom. And some of the people who were looking to purchase enslaved people shouted to the auctioneer, why is that woman covered up? We want to, you know, just take that shawl off so we can fully inspect her. And so that story is actually written in the only record of the sale. Anyway, I knew Daphne by name. I did not know the infant's name because there's no name, and I'd read over the father's name, but you know, it didn't occur to me. Well, this year, around July, I was rereading the story, and it mentions the baby's mother as Daphne and the baby's father as Primus, a carpenter. So when I read that, I thought, wait a minute. All these years I've read the story, the baby's dad's name is Primus, and the woman who's been interviewing me on the radio station in Atlanta's last name is Primus. Wow. Well, let's just wait and see what her reaction would be. So I gave her a call. It was in the evening, and I said, Kiplin, I need to get to talk to you as soon as possible. It's probably about 8 o'clock at night. She's like, well, okay. Well, how about next week? I said, it can't wait till next week. So she thought, oh, what's going on? Okay, how about breakfast tomorrow? So we had breakfast the next day. And I opened the book. I wanted to make sure that she was seated. I was seated. I opened the book and I asked her, I said, Kiplin, what was the story that struck you the most when I first shared with you about the Butler slave sale? Well, she mentioned the first thing was that, Kwesi, you mentioned that you saw some family names that you recognized. I said, yes, you're right. What about the second thing that struck you the most? She said, oh, baby Valentine. I said, okay, I remember that as well. I said, I want you to read this passage in this book. So she picked up the book and started reading it. And you can imagine, when she saw, when her eyes fell on the word primus, she almost fell out of her chair. And so I know that's a long story to tell you in response to your question, but that is one of she couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. She said, you know what? She's been looking for me. And so it's mm-hmm. some of these, to use your words, it's some of these sort of interesting twists that and discoveries that I have had along the way. And it makes it real for me every year. And realize that again, it's not about just a number of 436 people listed for sale or 429 sold. Each one of those people, most of them already had children. They were separated from brothers and sisters if they were fortunate to take their children with them. But they went different directions, some to Louisiana, some to Mississippi, some to North Carolina. But they have descendants. They have issues. They have issue. And some of us, some of the people listening to to you and I right now, are descendants. They may not even know it, like Kipling. So she got her father involved, and we're trying to see if there's a connection. It may just be coincidence that her name is Primus and the carpenter's name is Primus. The carpenter who's the father of the baby Valentine that she so fell in love with, right from the word go.